The summer travel season is in full swing. Festivals over the weekend in Macomb and Galesburg showcased planes, trains, and automobiles. Buckle up for the ride. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer begins with a view from the skies.
About a dozen single-engine airplanes took off and flew into the Macomb Airport for the city's Heritage Days fly-in. Bob McDowell from Keokuk came in his red, white, and blue Mall. It's a bush plane with short landing and takeoff capabilities, ideal for the backcountry where runways are uncommon.
Slow and low, that's fun. And with all the windows in it, you got a view everywhere.
For McDowell and many other pilots, flying is not just a hobby or obsession, it's a way of life.
It just kind of gets in your blood. I don't know how to explain it, but I've been flying since I was 17 years old, I guess. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am now. But, yeah, I've always flown. I started with my dad.
An expensive way of life at that. McDowell picked up his factory-made Mall plane with all the necessary instruments and some high-tech equipment for about $140,000. But he says it was worth every penny to be able to fly above the clouds.
Well, this flying's a fun thing now. Just see the world in a whole new perspective looking down, you know, that you don't see otherwise.
It's nothing like flying commercially. Pilot Jim Winters admits it may be more confining, but has a lot better visibility. While taxiing the runway, Winters reflected on the quick trip we took around Macomb.
People sit in their office, and I probably got the best view in town.
And after seeing that view, it's easy to understand why pilots are always looking forward to the next venture down the runway. But traveling by tracks is preferable to many who are in Galesburg for the annual Railroad Days Festival. Rich Ecker has a view from the rails.
Many railroad hobbyists enjoy model trains like this one. It sounds and looks real. Its engine even spews little puffs of smoke that smell like the real thing. But David Clokey of Elgin, Illinois, took his enthusiasm to a different level, an entirely different level. Clokey built a full-size, fully functioning replica of a steam locomotive from the 1860s.
Well, it was just because I liked the looks of it. And I like a big project every once in a while, and I've done a lot of big projects in my life, and this was easy to do.
It was easy because Clokey is a master mechanic who owns a construction and locomotive works company. But this was not a contracted job.
It was just a hobby. This is something I built for myself.
So it took 10 years for Clokey and a few friends to build this replica from scratch during their spare time. It's called the Leviathan, after an actual locomotive involved in construction of the first transcontinental rail line. It has a black body with red wheels and red and gold trim. Although its fire is fueled by waste oil rather than wood, it is powered by steam.
It's old technology. It's 1865 technology. It's basically an 1865 locomotive that was built brand new.
Today's rail workers seem impressed. Listen to this interplay between the Leviathan and a passing freight train. The Leviathan can ride the rails at up to 25 miles an hour, but that's not how its crew travels from show to show. Instead, the train is disassembled a bit and loaded onto a couple custom-built semis before they hit the highway, perhaps even sharing the road with the classic cars showcased in Macomb. Franny Smith has a view from the street in the final part of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
The annual car show at Macomb's Heritage Days is proof that you don't have to be young to play with cars, just young at heart. Old Chevys, Fords, and other classics filled the inner ring of the courthouse square, with the proud owners right by their side. Many owners love seeing someone's face light up when looking at their car. Others just love reminiscing about their younger days. Gary Daniel of Peoria enjoys showing off his car. He was asked about his favorite part.
My wife, when she's in it. See the glove compartment door? It says, Gary loves Steph.
Daniel drives a 1954 Chevy COE, otherwise known as the Chick Magnet. But he says it was not an immediate hit with his wife.
When I drug this truck home, it was kind of a wreck. And my wife was standing out in the driveway with a buddy of mine, and she looked at my buddy and said, I think my husband has lost his mind.
Before she could make him get rid of the car, a couple teenagers saved the day.
And these two young girls came by to pick her up. And they jumped out of the car, and they ran over to this old junky truck, and they said, oh, your truck is so cute. My buddy looked at my wife and said, chick magnet.
That gave him the inspiration he needed to bedazzle the fixer-upper. He moved the engine behind the cab, fixed up the interior, and used a hand-mixed paint to create a vibrant purple for the exterior. Daniel describes the Macomb Car Show as just awesome. He can hardly wait until next year when he can sit and reminisce about one of his most prized possessions, and he is still smiling as he drives off into the sunset. I'm Franny Smith, Tri-State's Public Radio News.